יברכך אדוני וישמרך. יאר אדוני פניו אליך ויחונקה. יישא אדוני פניו אליך וישם לך שלום.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen and amen. Without question, may the Lord put his countenance upon you and give you peace. Without question. Today is January 30th, 2026. And in Hebraic calendars, it's Shavuot 12, 5786. So January 30th, 2026, and Shavuot 12, 5786. Absolutely. Now, our scripture this week has come from Exodus chapter 13, verse 17 through chapter 17, verse 16. Exodus chapter 13, 17, through chapter 17, verse 16. Also the book of Judges. The book of Judges, chapter 4, verse 4, through chapter 5, verse 31. Judges, chapter 4, verse 4, through chapter 5, through 31. And Matthew, chapter 14, 22 through 23. That's Matthew 14, 22 through 33. Excuse me, 33. Okay. We've been looking at this, and it's powerful, and it's great thoughts of what was happening historically. Now, just a short review of about 30 minutes. No, not at all. All right. Here's what we know historically. Now, we know that God did not lead the Jewish nation out of Egypt on the most direct route. He went into the wilderness. Here's what we know. We know that he went before them, a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night, so they're able to travel night and day. Here's what we know historically. Moses took Joseph's bones with him because Joseph's dying words were, God, we sure remember you, and then bring my bones with you to the promised land. Here's what we know. We know that Moses camped by the sea called the Red Sea. It's also called the Sea of Reeds, R-E-E-D-S. God said to him, take Pharaoh's heart, who's going to try to capture you there, and I'm going to assert my authority over Pharaoh that everyone will know that I am the Lord. And that's exactly what happened. Pharaoh went after Israel and with his best army. And as Israel was there, they cried, why do you bring us here to die? Let us go back to Egypt and be slaves. They will keep looking back, never look back where God has brought you from. So Moses said, don't worry, God's going to watch over you. And then God told Moses to stretch his hand over the sea, and God would split the sea. But Pharaoh's army kept going. Anger, see, anger and revenge. Listen, revenge will injure you. Revenge. That's what was happening there. Pharaoh said, I'll get you for everything you have done against us. I'll get you because of all the plagues. I'll get you because the firstborn died. I will get you. Revenge. So at that point, revenge kicked in, and Pharaoh and sent his army. Pharaoh didn't go, his army went. Now, the Bible says that in historically, before this happened, there was a separation of the Jewish camp and the Egyptian camp. They could not come toward each other. So God, through Moses, stretched his hand out and the sea parted, the famous, and Israel crossed on dry land. And then here comes the revenge. We'll get them. They can't do it. And the army goes in and the waters return. And the army is destroyed. And the people sang a song. Who is like thee, O Lord, among all the gods who are worshipped? Who is like thee, majestic in holiness, awesome in splendor, working wonders? And the Lord will reign forever and ever. And there was songs and dancing. And Miriam, the prophetess, with a drum in her hand, led the women in song. Sing unto the Lord, for God has, hallelujah, triumphant gloriously. Now, they're delivered, right? They're in the wilderness, right? 3 days they can't find any water, right? They come to a place called Marah, which means bitter to drink. So what did the people do? Hey, we can't drink this. Can't drink this. So God told Moses to cast a certain tree to the waters and it became sweet, or it became purified. God proclaimed, if you'll listen me and do what is right in God's sight, there you go. This is Moses talking what God's proclaiming. Then I'll not plague you as I have the Egyptians. Ooh, for I am the Lord your healer. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. They kept traveling and they're in the wilderness. And of course, they complain. Listeners, stop complaining about everything. They're just people, they just live to complain. Nothing is ever right. Nothing is ever enough. Nothing will ever get better. God will bless them. Well, you know. So, Lord said, okay. Here's the answer. You're going to eat meat. And you're going to have bread. And you're going to recognize that I'm the Lord your God. And God does a miraculous thing. He sends out an angel food cake. And all around as the dew fell, here comes the manna. And they said, what is this? You can only gather what you need. And do it under the instructions. So they get up and they say, okay. Okay. And the next day, if they have any leftovers, they find the food ragged and rotten with maggots in it. Listen, church. Listen, listener. When God blesses you, use it the way God wants you to use it, not the way you want to use it. Just a thought. So God said, go ahead, eat it, take it, enjoy it, but consume it every day. But on the Sabbath day, just put right before the Sabbath day, double up, it'll be fine. And if you don't eat it or you miss it and you go out to find it, it won't be there. We miss God's blessing that's right in front of us because we don't understand the assignments God gives us. We miss it. We miss it. We miss it. So the people get angry at Moses again for no water. So he says, well, why are you inquiring with me? And God says, you know, hey, go do this. God did the miraculous again. And from a rock, water came forth. God fights for Israel against the Amalekites. They battle. And as long as Moses, listen, kept his hands high, as long as Moses kept his hands high in victory, Israel won. Keep your hands high, because victory be won for you.
Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is filled